Let's take a look at sports. Following a homestand in which it won 7 of 8 games, Missouri S&T's basketball team heads on the road for 8 contests beginning Sunday as it opens a 4-game series against St. Joseph's in Indiana. The Miners and the Pumas will play doubleheaders on Sunday and Monday with noon start times each day. In S&T's final non-conference games before the start of Great Lakes Valley Conference play next Saturday at Drury. In a whirlwind few hours, Konzo Martin resigned to California on Wednesday and was announced as the new coach at Missouri in his home state. He headed back to the place he knows so well, a big attraction to lure him away from Berkeley after 3 seasons. Meanwhile, Missouri has scheduled a campus celebration for Monday open to the public. Martin will take over for the fired Kim Anderson. Kansas City expects All-Star catcher Salvador Perez to be ready for its opener at Minnesota on April 3rd after tests showed inflammation, but no structural damage in his injured left knee. The Anaheim Ducks defeated the St. Louis Blues 2-1 on Wednesday night. St. Louis missed out on its chance to pass Nashville for 3rd place in the Central Division. The Blues still hold the 2nd wild card in the Western Conference, 4 points ahead of Los Angeles. UC Davis has won its first ever NCAA tournament game to advance to the first round. Southern Cal also won last night by turning a 17-point second-half deficit into a 75-71 triumph over Providence. Isaiah Thomas scored 27 points and Al Horford finished with 20 as the Boston Celtics got past Minnesota 117-104. For KMST Sports, I'm John Larson.